two people who live together and like it. And look in on the Coopers tonight. Liz and George are entertaining George's boss, Mr. Atterbury, and his wife, Iris. Dinner is over, and the foursome is in the living room.
Another demi-tasse, Mr. Atterbury?
Please, Liz.
And what happened to the demi-tasse Liz just poured for you? You didn't drink it.
No, it disappeared into that lump of sugar at the bottom of the cup.
Wait, I'll get you a man-sized cup, Mr. Atterbury.
No, never mind. This'll do.
Iris, what are you going to wear to the play at the women's club?
I may not go. I haven't a thing to wear.
I haven't a single thing to put on myself. I may not go either.
Well, you could always wrap a towel around you and make a run for it.
Rudolph, this is a big problem.
Oh, I know, dear. We have the same problem, don't we, boy?
Mercy, yes. What are you going to wear, Mr. Atterbury?
I may not even go.
Okay. You never seem to get tired of that stale routine. Just get it all out of your system in time for the play Saturday night.
Saturday night? Well, we can't go to any play Saturday night.
I should say not.
Why?
The Dolly Rovers are having their annual stag party Saturday night.
Well, can't they have it some other night?
I should say not. We always have our stag party the Saturday before Christmas.
Well, how can you set up a perfectly wonderful play put on by women's club for a lovely old stag party?
We don't.
Well, I think it's terrible having a big wild stag party just before Christmas.
It's not a
big wild stag party.
It's our yearly dinner where we give presents to all the newsboys in town.
We really do. We even have a Santa Claus who hands out the presents.
Santa Claus. Oh, they do, Iris. A cute little blonde Santa Claus who jumps out of a cake.
All right, Liz.
You see, it's a switch. The Jolly Rovers sit down and Santa Claus sits on their lap.
Untrue. We're having a real man, Santa Claus.
No.
Yes. The whole closet. He's picking it up tomorrow.
Well, if it's that kind of a party, why can't we go?
Yeah.
But it's a rule, that's all.
Ooh, that's all.
No women allowed.
No women. Well, then who's going to jump out of the cake? A wire-haired fox terrier?
No one is jumping out of the cake. Oh, by the way, where's my Jolly Rover hat?
That stocking cap with a pom-pom on it? Oh, George, that hat makes you look like one of the seven dwarfs.
It's our official Jolly Rover hat. Now, find it.
I hope you haven't mislaid my hat, Iris.
Don't worry, I know just where it is, dopey.
Lotus bug.
Don't pay any attention to them, Mr. Atterbury. They're just sore heads because we won't let them come to the Jolly Rover stag.
Would you care to join me upstairs, Iris?
What for, girl?
We're going to design official hats for us jolly soreheads. Oh, hi, Iris.
Please, girl. I just stopped by on my way from the market.
Well, come on in. I just finished pressing George's Jolly Rover hat.
Every time I think of our husbands going to a stag party to ogle dancing girls, it makes my blood boil.
But Iris, they said it was a party for the newsboys and there wouldn't be any girls there. You don't think they were lying, do you?
Yes, so do I. Let's face it, girl, they're going to have a big wild spree. Now, what are we going to do about it?
What can we do? I know. Let's have our own stag party. Or rather, we'll have a dough party.
Yeah!
We'll invite all the girls and we'll have a table with a big cake on it. And in the middle of the evening, the cake will burst open and a man will jump out.
Okay. What else will we do?
Well, we'll sit around and smoke cigars and tell each other stories we've heard before.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nah, me either. Apparently a stag party isn't as much fun when a doe does it. Yeah, let's forget about it. Let them go to their old party. Gee, I'd like to fool them. Do you suppose there's any way we could sneak in? Nah. Nah. The only way would be to dress up in clothes. We never get away with that. Nah, we never get away with that. It's absolutely out of the question. Yeah. Which do you want to wear, George's gray pinstripe or his blue serge? Well, it's worth a try. Now, let's get dressed and see how we look.
Okay.
If we look like men, we might be going to our first stag party Saturday night. Well, Iris, how do I look in George's gray flannel suit?
Right out of Esquire. But look at your lumpy shoulders.
Hmm?
Did you have a hanger in your coat?
No, these are George's shoulders.
Well, doesn't he take them to work with him?
I'm afraid not. George stops at the lapels.
How disillusioning. Well, how does this coat look on me? It's too big, isn't it?
No. Here's your necktie.
Oh, thanks.
Well, take it.
Wait a minute. I know my hand's up this sleeve somewhere. Oh, there it is. Oh, hey, come here. There's something white in your trouser leg.
Oh, must be the lining. Rip it out, will you?
All right.
Let go, Iris. You're joking me. That's my shirt tail. Do you think we could get by at a stag party with these clothes on?
Well, you could fool me.
Well, you could fool me, too, but we better try it out on some impartial observers.
How?
Well, we'll walk down the street and see if anyone notices. Ooh, wait a minute. We got to wear something on our head.
Oh, yes.
After all, how many men have hair the color of mine?
As a matter of fact, how many women have hair the color of mine?
Never mind. Anyway, we don't have to worry. We'll be wearing jolly parties.
Oh, that's right.
Here, we'll just put on a couple of George's hats for now. Here's one for you. Come on, let's see if anyone spots it. Just walk along like we're two men.
Okay. Oh, I feel so silly. Hey, here comes someone we don't know.
I'll ask him the time.
Good idea. Hey, Bud.
Yeah?
You got the time?
Sure, it's 2:45.
Thanks a lot, Mac.
Perfectly welcome, madam.
Darn it, how'd you know I was a woman?
Well, that's hard to say. It could be the way you walk. It might have been the lipstick you have on, but I think the real reason is that you're the first man I ever saw carrying a purse.
Good to be back in our own clothes again, isn't it?
I'll say. Feels wonderful to be able to straighten up.
What do you mean?
Well, George's socks hung down over my shoes, so I hooked them onto my girdle.
I thought you looked bent over.
I guess we're not going to make it to the Jolly Rover Stag.
Too bad. I'm dying to see what makes those tired old rovers so jolly. Must be some way, Iris. I'm not going to give up.
I am.
I wonder if we could both fit in the cake. Huh? I mean, as long as we can't pretend to be men, maybe we can pretend to be women.
What?
Well, you know what I mean. We could go as dancing girls.
Personally, I think we're better qualified to go as men.
Well, there must be some way to get in.
There's only one way left. We'll put icing on our heads and go as the cake.
Stop. You may have given up, Iris, but I haven't. I wonder who that can be. That's right.
Mr. Cooper sent me out to pick up my Santa Claus suit.
Oh, yes, he mentioned it. It's right here in the hall. Wait a minute. A Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, hey, that's right.
With long whiskers and a white mustache?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the party has been called.
Oh, are you sure?
Positive.
But they already paid me.
Oh, that's all right. You just keep the money.
Oh, gee, thanks. Merry,
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Liz, what did you do that for? Now they won't have any Santa Claus at the stand.
Oh, yes, they will.
Well, how do you figure? Who will it be?
Ho, ho, ho. Sit on my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas, little girl. Ho, ho, ho.
You know, crashing a party can cause a lot of commotion sometimes. Haven't you had unexpected guests drop in and stay for dinner and you were at wit's end as to what to serve? Well, good news. You can whip out a grand and glorious Jell-O dessert in jig time now with this swell new quick-setting way to prepare it. Just dissolve your Jell-O in 1 cup of hot water. Then add 1 cup of ice cubes or crushed ice, filling the cup to the brim with water. Stir until ice melts completely and chill firm in the refrigerator. And in just about 1 short hour, you have a beautiful finished Jell-O dessert all ready to set on the table. It's a big boon for this busy holiday season. And all 6 delicious Jell-O flavors fit right into the holiday mood. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Bursting with rich fruit-like flavor and sparkling with gay Christmas color. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. And Jell-O stands for red letter dessert.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we look at Cooper's again, Liz has just sent away the man who was to have played Santa Claus at the Jolly Rover's stag party by telling him the party was called off. Then she broke the news to Iris that she planned to sneak in as Santa herself.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas on you, jolly old Rover! Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, Liz, that's a wonderful idea. They'll never recognize you in a Santa Claus suit.
Of course not, and we'll be able to see the whole party.
Yeah, we'll be at the...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, we? Where am I, up on the roof holding the reindeer?
Oh, our God. Well, Iris, let's face it. We both can't go. They'd get suspicious if there were 2 Santa Clauses.
Well, okay, but why should you go?
I'm shaped more like Santa Claus than you are. What am I saying?
Iris, the Santa Claus outfit is in my closet, and possession is 9 points of the suit.
You stinker.
You got me on a technicality.
Good. Come on, help me get dressed. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Well, do you jolly rovers know any good stories? Me?
Now, what's the matter with this car? Oh, no, I'm running out of gas. Oh, thank goodness I'm near a station.
Good evening.
5 gallons of gas, please.
Okay, and how about some hay for your reindeer?
What? Oh, I forgot I had on the Santa Claus suit.
Hey, wait a minute. Your voice sounds familiar. I know you're Mrs. Cooper.
That's right, and I'm in a big hurry, please.
Okay, 5 gallons of gas.
Yes, and charge it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper. No more credit until you pay me for the last fender I fixed.
But I can't pay you the fender yet. I haven't told George about it. I'm 4 fenders behind on my telling.
I'm sorry. No more credit.
But I have to have that gas.
Well, don't you have any money with you?
No, I left my wallet in my other pants. Purse.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, dear, what'll I do? Oh, wait a minute. Noah's department store is just across the street. They'll give me some money.
Okay, I'll have your sleigh all ready to go when you get back.
Pardon me.
Oh, there you are, Santa Claus. I've been looking for you everywhere.
It certainly took a long enough dinner hour.
Oh, well, now, wait.
Never mind the alibi. Just get over to that toy department. There's a line of kids about long waiting for you.
Look, if you'll just let me explain, I'm not really Santa Claus.
Shh. You want the youngsters to hear you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, wait a minute. Your voice sounds funny. Have you been drinking?
Of course not. Look, I am not
Stop
Santa
saying
Claus.
That. Get into that toy department. And for heaven's sakes, in your condition, don't breathe on the children.
Listen, if you make me talk to all these children, you'll be sorry.
If you don't talk to them, you'll be sorry. Now, you get up in that chair and...
Hello, Sonny. Tell Santa Claus what you want.
Hi, Santa Claus. Hello, little boy. Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas?
Well, I just told you yesterday. You got a lousy memory.
I want an electric train. But they cost too much dough for my old man.
Not at all, Sonny. Not at all. Miller's department store is going to give every kid an electric train free. No kidding.
Santa, what are you saying?
Not only that, every child is going to get a free bicycle and a free wagon, a BB gun for boys, and a doll for the girls, and cakes and candy all from Miller's free.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Santa, it's time for your dinner hour again.
And to the is going to give a free washing machine and a new car and a free lawnmower.
Who do you think you are, Santa Claus?
I told you you'd be sorry.
No, I told you you'd be sorry. You're fired.
You fire me? I don't work here.
And what are you doing here in the store?
I'm Mrs. George Cooper and I'm trying to cash a check.
Fat chance after all the trouble you caused us. Anything. Only get out of our store. Oh, and one more thing.
What's that?
Merry Christmas!
Same to you!
All right, men. All right, all right. It's time to start the program for our annual Jolly Rovers Christmas party. Now we've all had a... Now we'll turn our attention to the fun part of the evening. George, has Santa Claus arrived yet?
Yes, he just got here.
Oh, good, good. I've just had word from my scouts at the North Pole that Santa Claus is just driving up in front of the building with his reindeer. And there he is coming in the back of the hall now. Let's give him a big welcome. Hey, Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Hello, Santa Claus. Glad you finally got here. Have a chair.
I hope I haven't missed any of the, show.
No, no, we're just about ready to start.
Oh, good.
Originally, we were going to start our program with a dance.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! Let me get a seat down front.
But unfortunately, our dancer had a little accident.
What happened? She got her foot caught in the icing?
What?
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Well, like I was saying, our dancer Jim Andrews sprained his ankle and won't be able to do his tap dance tonight.
Tap dance? Jim?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry you didn't get to see him, Santa.
Yeah, too bad.
And... Now, man, I'm reminded of a little story.
Oh, here it comes. Amir's, give us a hot story.
Hot story?
Let me get over here close so I can hear better.
What's that?
Santa. Stop something.
I did? What is it?
It's a lipstick.
It is? I mean...
It is? Well, I know. Probably belongs to Rudolph, my red-lipped reindeer.
What?
Merry Christmas!
To get on with my story.
Yep, yep.
It all begins with a traveling salesman.
dog.
This traveling salesman met a new boy in our city of Sheridan Falls one night. This newsboy lent him enough money for food and lodging. Years later, when the traveling salesman became successful, he organized the Jolly Rovers to help out newsboys everywhere. And that's why we're meeting here tonight.
Well, go on.
That's all.
That's all? You never got to the farmer's daughter.
There's no farmer's daughter in this story.
There isn't?
No, no. And now for your big moment, Santa. We're going to bring in the newsboys from the next room, and you'll hand out the presents.
What? I mean...
What? You really are giving presents to newsboys?
Yes, that's what you're here for.
Oh, no.
Santa, what's the matter? You look strange. Are you sick?
Yeah, that's it. I'm sick. I better go lie down.
Oh, well, all right. Somebody take Santa to the men's locker room and...
Oh.
We'll give out the presents when he feels better.
Men's locker room.
You there. Come here. Here. Fella, help Santa down to the locker room, please.
Look, mister, I don't think I need to go to the men's locker room. I'm feeling a lot better now. You run along. Really, I can get there.
Wait a minute, mister. I can't go through that door. Might as well confess. I'm a woman. I've done a terrible thing. I came here dressed as Santa Claus to see what a stag party like. I didn't know they were really going to give presents to little newsboys. See, I couldn't face those kids. I'm so ashamed. Are you going to turn me in? Are you? Well, say something.
How do we get out of here, girl?
Iris?
Well, you're not the only one masquerading as a man.
Oh, love you. Come on, let's get out of here, boy.